Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit.
AI Summit ke exhibition mein maine world leaders ko dher sari cheeze dikhai. Summit mein duniya bhar ke leaders ko bahut prabhavit kiya. Pehla product Amul ke booth par tha. Isme bataya gaya ki kaise AI जानवरों का इलाज करने में हमारी मदद कर रही है और कैसे 24/7 AI असिस्टेंट की मदद से किसान अपनी डेयरी और जानवर का हिसाब रखते हैं.
The Prime Minister noted that the world got to see India's amazing capabilities in the field of AI at the summit. During this period, India also launched 3 Made in India AI models. Mr. Modi hailed the summit for being the biggest AI summit ever. He congratulated all the citizens for the success of this summit.
इस समिट में दुनिया को एआई के क्षेत्र में भारत की अद्भुत क्षमताएं देखने को मिली है. इस दौरान भारत ने 3 मेड इन इंडिया एआई मॉडल भी लॉन्च किए. यह अपने आप में अब तक की सबसे बड़ी एआई समिट रही है.
In this episode of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi spoke about a little girl from Kerala, Alan Sharon Abraham, who lost her life at the age of just 10 months. He lauded Alan's father, Arun Abraham, and mother, Sharon, for their decision to donate Alan's organs. He remarked that awareness about organ donation is steadily rising in India these days. Rajaji Utsav is being celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. The Prime Minister stated that on this occasion, a statue of C. Rajagopalachari, the first Indian Governor General of Independent India, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens. An exhibition on C. Rajagopalachari will also be held during the Rajaji Utsav from the 24th of February to the 1st of March. Speaking about digital arrest, Prime Minister Modi said, a lot of awareness was generated in the society regarding digital arrest and digital fraud after he spoke about these in Mann Ki Baat. He, however, said that such incidents are still happening and called this unpardonable.
Digital arrest or digital fraud ko lekar hamare samaj mein काफी जागरूकता आई, लेकिन अभी भी हमारे आसपास ऐसी घटनाएं हो रही हैं जो अक्षम्य है. निर्दोष लोगों को डिजिटल अरेस्ट और फाइनेंशियल फ्रॉड का निशाना बनाया जा रहा है. इसलिए आपका सतर्क रहना, जागरूक रहना बेहद जरूरी है.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर रिमेम्बर्ड फॉर्मर तमिलनाडु चीफ एन जयललिता अहेड ऑफ अ बर्थ एनिवर्सरी ऑन द 24th ऑफ दिस मंथ. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station in Meerut this afternoon. He will also undertake Metro ride till Meerut South station. After that, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Former Assam Congress Chief Bhupen Kumar Bora joined the BJP today in Guwahati in the presence of Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma and State BJP Chief Dilip Saikia. Bhupen Kumar Bora is a veteran politician from Assam who was associated with the Indian National Congress for more than 3 decades before recently stepping down from the party. The 2026 BAFTA Film Awards ceremony will take place at the Royal Festival Hall in London tonight. The show will broadcast on BAFTA's official YouTube channel. In ICC T20 Cricket World Cup 2026, India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. In the Super 8 stage, Group 1 includes India, Zimbabwe, West Indies and South Africa. Group 2 consists of Pakistan, Sri Lanka, England and New Zealand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.